James Taylor and Warren Zevon are singer-songwriters with very different sensibilities who both came to prominence in the 70s and both have new albums. Our rock critic Ken Tucker likes both records. Zevon's has so far failed to dent the pop charts. Taylor's is a top 40 hit, and he's currently embarked on a sold-out tour.
I like to think about the time I met you, living with your people down in New Orleans. Mad at your mama, cause you never let you ride in no nasty limousine. Later on, I'm levy with the moon up above. I lost my heart and confessed my love.
Rock critics of a certain generation are falling all over themselves to be nice to James Taylor's latest record, New Moonshine. That's because it's a pretty darn good record, and also because many of the writers who used to dump on Taylor as being a wimpy folky in the 70s are admitting that the wistfulness of Taylor's songs at their best has turned out to be the emotional soundtrack of many baby boomers' lives. Speaking as a veteran Taylor dumper, I myself wondered whether I liked this album for its music, or because my hairline is starting to resemble Sweet Baby James's these days. In any case, the best song by far on New Moonshine is Copper Line, a beautifully crafted song that's a collaboration between Taylor and the novelist Reynolds Price, or as a Columbia Records press release calls him, noted Southern author Ralph Price.
One summer night on the Copper Line, slip away past supper time, with smoke and moonshine, down on Copper Line. One time I saw my daddy dancing, watched him moving like a man in a trance. He brought it back from the war in France, down on the Copper Line. French water and tomato wine, creosote and turpentine, supple mass and new moonshine, down on Copper Line. Down on Copper Line.
James Taylor has moved beyond his early autobiographical lyrics to write moody narrative pieces about the death of idealism and death itself. Shed a Little Light is a bravely sentimental piece about Martin Luther King and the faded hopes of the civil rights movement, while The Frozen Man is an oddly moving character sketch about a drowned 19th century sailor sealed up in an iceberg for a century.
Last thing I remember is the freezing cold, water reaching up just to swallow me whole. Ice in the rigging and howling wind, shock to my body as we tumbled in. Merciful God. Then my brothers and the others are lost at sea. I alone am returned to tell thee, hidden in ice for a century, to walk the world again.
On the considerable strength of this album, it's probably safe to say that James Taylor has aged into a responsible artist and human being. But those of us who prefer our singer-songwriters less mannerly have a reliable source of inspiration in Warren Zevon, whose admirable new album is called Mr. Bad Example.
I started as an older boy, working at the church, learning all my holy moves, doing some research, which led me to a cash box labeled Children's Fund. I'd leave the change and tuck the bills inside my cummerbund. I got a part-time job at my father's carpet store, laying tackless stripping and housewives by the score. I loaded up their furniture and took it to Spokane, and auctioned off every last Naugahyde divan.
As he has since his debut 15 years ago, Warren Zevon takes the conventions of the 70s singer-songwriter and blows them up, exploding verses with his booming voice, pushing his lyrics' supposedly autobiographical details into a rude surrealism. Although their songs and sensibilities couldn't be more different, Taylor and Zevon have frequently drawn upon the same pool of Los Angeles musicians, including the guitarist Waddy Wachtel, who produced Zevon's new album and who's mentioned in passing in a song called Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead.
I was working on a steak the other day,
and I saw Woody in the Rattlesnake Cafe, dressed in black, tossing back a shot of rye, finding things to do in Denver when you die. You won't need a cab to find a priest. Maybe you should find a place to stay.
Where James Taylor employs laid-back L.A. session players to complete his impeccable music, Zevon has always used their precision as an ironic counterpoint to rampaging rants like Werewolves of London, Lawyers, Guns, and Money, and the title song of the new album. Mr. Bad Example isn't as compelling as Zevon's early records because there isn't as much at stake. He sings as if he's resigned to the idea that he'll never be a star. But in such hopelessness lies a sense of freedom, and Warren Zevon makes being an aging reprobate sound like an admirable calling.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.